Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The agriculture industry is witnessing progress in the Farm Bill, and Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, shares his insights.
We still don't know where this might end up, but it's really encouraging to see, you know, the efforts that we've had out of both the House and the Senate. We have two proposals that I think most farm groups can point to different things in each bill that we like. And as they kind of work it through, you know, hopefully it'll get to something that, you know, can be a bipartisan and broad Farm Bill coalition.
Farmers Union members highly favor the increase in the safety net for farmers in both bills, according to LaRue, considering it crucial support amidst current agricultural challenges.
There, we want to make sure that crop insurance is really strong. Both proposals, at least as far as we've seen, easier to buy a higher coverage of crop insurance and make it easier for those farmers and beginning farmers that haven't traditionally been able to take advantage of some of the safety net programs to also be able to get in here. And that's a little bit differently. We don't know all of the details yet, so we're still waiting on some of that.
When it comes to the House version versus the Senate version, LaRue says it's too early for them to determine if they favor one over the other.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.